walls was a great pavilion made of sailcloth, and that told me that Alfred, instead of fighting Guthrum, was talking to him. They were negotiating a truce, though not on that day, for it was a Sunday, and Alfred was on his knees in a makeshift church made from another sailcloth, and all his nobles and thanes were arrayed behind him, and some of those men turned as they heard our horses' hooves. Odda the younger was one, and I saw the apprehension show on his narrow face. He was kneeling very close to Alfred, suggesting that he was high in the king's favour. A priest, one of the many who always accompanied Alfred, hurried towards me. He had red hair, a squint, a palsied left hand, and an expression of astonished joy on his ugly face. "Uhtred," he called, "we thought you were dead." "Me?" I grinned. "Dead? You were a hostage." I'd been one of the dozen English hostages in Wareham, but while the others had been murdered by Guthrum, I had been spared because of Earl Ragnar, who was a Danish war chief and as close to me as a brother. "I didn't die, father," I said to the priest, whose name was Beoka, "and I'm surprised you did not know that." "How could I know it?" "Because I was at Kinewit, father, and Odda the younger could have told you." I was staring at Odda as I spoke, and Beoka caught the grimness in my voice. "You were at Kinewit?" he asked nervously. "Odda the younger didn't tell you?"